Wondering if you should stay in Illinois or move out of state? Get your copy of Scott Tucker's book, Escape Illinois, Should I Stay or Should I Go? Get your complimentary copy at retirementdakota.com.
Investment advisory services are made available through AE Wealth Management, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
And welcome to the Wintrust Business Lunch. I am happy to be sitting in for John Williams. Wendy here, along with Terry Savage. Hi, Terry.
Hi. Well, this is fun.
I know.
A whole hour with you, Wendy. All right.
I am very excited about it. Yes, Terry Savage is with us, nationally syndicated financial columnist, author. You can go to terrysavage.com. And I have to tell you, I am going to find a fiduciary. What is the match.com for? Because I wrote it down and I can't find it.
You remember the match.com.
Yeah.
It is WealthRamp. WealthRamp.com. You can look on my website at terrysavage.com, top right corner. There's a couple of boxes. One says, find your fee-only fiduciary advisor. I have nothing to do with this, but I've subsequently become really good buddies, and we do a podcast together with Pam Kruger, who created her version of Match.com for investors, individuals, you don't have to have a lot of money, who want to find someone they can trust. And by that, I will define that very carefully. A financial advisor who is not only registered as an advisor, but is a fee-only advisor, not selling you a product that says, oh, see, no commission attached, but it's buried in there and pays the advisor money, fee-only. And fiduciary, which is to say, promises in writing on their company letterhead that they will put your interests first. If your advisor will not say any of those things, you just want to flick your ear up and say, oh, well, wait a minute. How then are you getting compensated? Are you getting compensated on how much money do I have with you? Gee, no wonder you don't want me to take, you know, so much money aside and put it in treasury bills, because then it won't be part of the total assets on which you get paid. Or you're selling me insurance or annuities. Doesn't look like there's a commission, but yeah, you're not fee only. So what do you get paid, advisor person? So those are some of the things that you should ask. I'm not saying that there aren't wonderful,
right,
financial and honest and smart and terrific financial advisors who have a commission model or have a fee total amount of assets, but it's your money and you should know. So how about that? You launched me. I had no idea what you were going to say first. Hi, everyone. Let's talk about the stock market. Look at the stock market, Wendy. Look.
Okay. Well, I will throw that your way, too, because usually summer is kind of a sit on the porch, sip some lemonade, and it's kind of slow. But that's not the case right now, is it?
Well, let's start with the market. In fact, I wrote a column a week ago going, well, here's some things you can do if you're just bored because everything looks so good. But the stock market, last week I kept my notes, John and I were talking about it, and I did a little research. The all-time high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average was on January 5th, 2022. That's a closing high. The Dow closed at 36,799. Can we round up? 36,800. And the low, okay, was on October 20, I guess that was during the crisis, 28,660. Okay. Mm-hmm. But now here we are. Last week we were up. Now we're going for 8 days in a row of winnings. And right now the Dow is just, call it a little over, a smidge over 35,000, 35,085. Let's call it 3,100. The high, 35,100.
Okay, there we go.
35,100, roughly where we are now. The high, 36,800. So, my goodness, we are very few hundred points, 1,800 points away from the Dow's all-time high. And the Dow hasn't been the best performing index. Actually, the S&P has done better. But all the major market indices are at highs for the year. And everybody who, you know, was everybody who got scared out because of news didn't follow the plan. Plan is, how much can you put at risk over the long run? Should come out ahead. Leave it there. Don't have a heart attack every time it goes up or down.
Well, that is great advice. And it's like you say, we're close to the January 2022 high. We're getting closer to that. But you don't feel it in your everyday life. You feel it in your investments. And yeah, don't panic, because what goes down is going to come up, correct?
Wendy, the minute everybody feels it, the minute I get on the air and the first question is, oh my gosh, Terry, the stock market's up. The minute the Uber drivers or the taxi drivers say, oh, you're the money lady. Should I buy? I bought this stock. That, of course, will be the peak. Markets, it's an old market saying, markets climb a wall of worry. The worries for the last 7-8 months have been Fed higher rates, a recession coming, corporate earnings not coming through, the banking industry in crisis. Today's the most recent catalyst for this latest rise is, hey, at least the big banks, they're doing fine. They made a lot of money. Even though they had to pay depositors more, a lot of money rushed into the big banks. Their earnings are coming out well. We're going to start to see some tech company earnings. Looks like they'll be okay for this go-round. So market is, you know, steaming ahead. But you are right. You said to me, but we, you know, it doesn't seem like it. The minute, Wendy, it seems like it to you that the market isn't doing so great and you greet me with, hey, Terry, isn't this wonderful? I'm going to go, uh-oh.
Terry, I want to start out with a text. 708 says, I wanted to let Terry know that in the early 90s, I saw her on the Oprah show. I bought her book. I started following her advice from the book, and it served me well as I was able to retire a few years ago in my early 50s. The only issue has been the cost of medical insurance.
I love it. That's amazing.
That's, it is.
That makes me feel good. While we were in break,
yes,
I checked my email. I'm going to read one to you. I don't want to take up. This is very self-serving, but it also illustrates my point.
All right.
Okay. Remember, I just mentioned that Pam Kruger and I do a podcast together along with Richard Eisenberg. It's called Friends Talk Money, and you can find it at friendstalkmoney.org, or there's a link on my website. Pam created WealthRamp. You know her from PBS, if that name is familiar. And she reminds me of me, younger me, but you know, she's motivated the same way I am. So just this minute at 12:12 p.m., this email came in. Terry, I'm forwarding something to you, just sharing. This woman came to us 3 years ago. She had lost her husband and was very anxious and scared after having a not good experience with another advisor. She's from Florida and had read your column there. She sounds like a different person now with confidence. I'm sharing this because it's been a long time, and she took the time to write. And here's what this woman named Marjorie wrote to Pam this morning. I've thought of you often during the past years, kept thinking I should let you know my outcome or my ongoing. I was so glad at the time to get your match and your approval, just to give me added confidence. The fees that I resisted for so long are well worth the service I receive. The advisors are incredibly efficient, responsive, and knowledgeable in so many areas. I'm reading all of this now for the first time, actually, because I didn't preview it. They are my go-to people for so many financial issues other than investments. I am now working, and she gives a name, who's close in age to my granddaughter, exclamation mark, after originally meeting with Joe, the other one. These guys have it together. I'm impressed with their maturity, their ability to listen well. Hoping things are going well for you and WealthRamp. Take care, Marjorie. So that's 3 years in. That's what Pam's doing. That's what I'm happy to have her spread the word about WealthRamp.com. There's a huge financial services industry. They have big buildings. They have expensive ads on TV. I'm a part of that. I want to make sure that people who are not really sophisticated either know the questions to ask of their present advisor. Will you disclose every single penny? Do you promise to put my interests ahead of your own? Besides charging me an annual fee, what other money do you make? Those kinds of questions. Or connect you with an advisor who is absolutely set up to do all of those good things. And we're talking now, I just want to add this one more bit. I know it sounds like a commercial. I get zero, nothing out of it, but this good feeling. But the fact is, we're talking not just about what stocks to buy or what mutual funds or what annuity. We're talking about a holistic financial plan. Are you on track to retire? You're retiring. How much could you withdraw every year? Let's look at your Social Security income. Should you wait a while to take it? Let's look at your other income. Let's look at your expenses. Let's look at your tax situation. That's what a holistic financial advisor should be doing. It's worth paying a fee for. You should know what you're paying for, and you should get what you're paying for. That's the whole point of WealthRamp. Again, you have my Savage Truth word. I get nothing out of it. Pam is compensated in a minor way. They can't raise their fees, but for these accounts, they give Pam a compensation of a little bit of the first year's fee that they do charge, the fully disclosed fee. So that's how it works. Too good to be true. It is not too good to be true. That's why I'm sharing it with you.
Well, I'm glad you did, and I am definitely going to check it out. I wrote it down last time we spoke, and I don't remember where I put it. So now it's in my notes, in my phone, wealthramp.com. Because, you know, when I was in high school, there was like a consumer education class, consumer economics, and it taught you how to balance a checkbook. Really, no one uses checks anymore. It taught you how to do things. But there should be a class on how to navigate some investments, because I'm telling you, I hear things, I tune out, and I get scared.
That's why we're doing the rest of this hour. Let's get to the questions. I know somebody was saying, okay, stop talking, get questions.
All right, we have questions. Let's start with Kathy on line one, 312-981-7200. Hi, Kathy. Terry Savage.
Hi, Terry, I follow you faithfully. I'm 73 years old, took Social Security at 70, yay. Yeah. I have almost all of my savings in money market because I don't have the time to recoup in case there's a problem. However, I have about, let's say, $15,000 in the S&P 500. If I gain, let's say in 3 months, all of a sudden that $15,000 jumped to $18,000. Is it wise to take that $3,000 and throw it in money market so I don't lose it?
If that makes you sleep well at night, that's fine. There are a couple of questions come to mind. Is that inside an IRA? There's probably a money market option inside your IRA.
Yes.
Nobody ever knows when enough is enough. You might want to take some money off the table so that you can have the fortitude to leave some money in there knowing that you've already taken some profits. So that's a psychological question. But the specific answer to your question depends a lot on, okay, where's the rest of your money? What's your budget? How much are you get? Good for you for waiting till 70 for Social Security. What other investments you have? What's your whole financial picture like? That's why even one meeting with a fee-only financial advisor might shed some light on whether you should maybe even have more in the market. But as a strategy, taking money off the table so you could sleep at night, I love it. My kind of thing.
All right. Thank you.
Okay.
There you go. Alan is on line 2-312-981-7200. Hi, Alan.
Hi. How are you, folks?
We're good.
I want to thank Terry first because I sent her a note via her website about retirement at age 70, and I waited till age 70, and I received an increase of over $1,500 of what my benefit would have been if I took it at 66.
Yeah.
So thank you for that.
Good.
I have a question. I'm still working, and they still taking Social Security out of my check. Does that affect my benefit going forward?
They do, you know, don't hold your breath is the answer. If you're probably earning about or maybe even adjusted a little bit more now than you did in your highest 15 years of earnings, they do go back, supposedly, and I asked that question myself because I've been continuing to work. They do go back and review, but if you worked at the Social Security earnings cap level, there's probably not going to be any change in your basic check except for the inflation adjustment, whatever it is, coming up. But they do allegedly go back and review to see if your basic benefit, it's a crazy formula, which my buddy Larry Kotlikoff can describe, but basically don't expect a whole lot more money just because you kept working, because they're looking at the highest 15 years of your most recent earnings.
Okay.
There
Thank
you, have
you
it.
Very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling, Alan. Appreciate
good
it.
Good for you for waiting, boy. I will just stress that one more time. Everybody says it's a math problem. Well, I won't break even until I'm such and such an age. That's not the point. Yeah, if, God forbid, you die tomorrow, then you'll have left a lot of your contributions over the years in the pool of Social Security money to go to, actually not to me so much anymore, to my children kind of a thing. But the fact is, if you live, you'll be so glad you have that significantly higher base check on which all future inflation adjustments will be made. Wait till 70 if you can.
Yeah, and some people can't. You have to take into consideration your health.
Half of the people who get Social Security, it provides like almost all of the money they live on. So, but if you're fortunate enough to be able to make that decision, I'll take some IRA money out first. I'll keep working a little bit longer. It's a big deal. It's your only retirement monthly check that's adjusted for inflation. Start with the biggest check you can.
Great advice. Kathy has called us, 312-981-7200. Hey, Kath.
Hi, I'm calling. I thought I just read something. The IRS has just changed their latest rules on inherited IRAs. Do you know anything if they've changed anything?
They have not clarified whether you have to. Well, first of all, it depends on whether it's a spousal IRA. But assuming we're not talking about a spousal IRA, it has to all be withdrawn in 10 years. And as the latest thing I read, which is a couple of days ago from Ed Slott, they have not clarified whether it has to be taken out year by year or it has to be taken out at the end of 10 years. But you know what? I'll look into it. Maybe I don't. Next commercial. Stay tuned. During the next commercial break, I'll look and see if I can find an update on that.
Okay. Thank you.
There you go, Kathy. Let's talk to Mike. Mike is calling us, 312-981-7200. Hi, Mike. You're with Terry Savage.
Hi, good afternoon. My question's regarding, I'm a retired firefighter, and I receive a pension, and I'm only 59 now, but when I looked into it, they told me that they were going to take two-thirds of what I would receive if I retired at 65. Is there any time in the near future that might change to my benefit, or I might not receive anything? I was just curious. They said I didn't earn enough, but the weird thing is I've worked a side job the whole time for the last, 35 years, besides my, working at the fire department.
So are you talking about the offset on your, do you pay Social Security taxes on your side job?
Correct.
Okay, you paid FICA. There's something called the WEP, Windfall Elimination Provision, which literally, it takes a giant bite out of what you could get from Social Security, because when they set this up 30-some years ago, they wanted to avoid what they then called double dipping. We now know that people work two jobs to make things pay, and you did pay into Social Security. And right now, there is this offset provision. You'll get your pension. They're not talking about adjusting your pension. You get the pension you get.
Yeah, I'm getting my pension right now.
You're getting it now. Okay. Well, it will affect what you can get from Social Security, and the way to find out specifically what that will be. Now, this one does cost money, folks, but boy, is this well worth it. Okay. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. This is Larry Kotlikoff, the guru of Social Security. Here's a secret. We're working on a new book together. Mm. Don't tell anybody I said that. But his software, you put in all your information. I mean, it's very secure. And it will be able to tell you what you're likely to get from Social Security based on your pension offset. So it costs $39. It's a one-time fee. Anybody who is getting, it has to make decisions. How will my covered public service work, like a firefighter or a teacher? How will that affect my Social Security? When should I take Social Security? What about my spouse? Should I take his, hers, whatever it is? All of those questions are done for you in the software. And you, as we know, Larry and I, you cannot count on Social Security to calculate that correctly. MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com. $39. Do it.
There you go.
Awesome. I'm gonna try to take your advice and wait till the very last year I can to claim it. So 69 or 70.
Yeah, but you ought to do the software now, because I don't think you want to count on what you think you're going to get. Okay. Now there's a move afoot in Congress, but who knows when they'll get around to anything to do away with this pension offset. I don't know if that'll ever happen.
All right.
So I suggest going there now.
Mike, good luck to you. And it's MaximizeMySocialSecurity.com.
Mm-hmm.
That would be it. All right. We will continue with Terry Savage on the Wintrust Business Lunch. But right now, Steve Grzanich and the Wintrust Business Minute.
Start your timer. It's time for the Wintrust Business Minute, sharing Chicago's business news of the day. Electric vehicle maker Rivian has plans to open a showroom in Chicago's Gold Coast. The nearly 5,000-square-foot showroom will be located at 871 North Rush. It's set to open in September. Rivian produces electric vehicles in Downstate Normal. It makes trucks, SUVs, and delivery vans for Amazon. Crane says the new showroom will help increase the carmaker's visibility among wealthy residents and tourists. The location's about a block away from the storefront operated by rival Tesla. The celebrity shout-out service Cameo has laid off more than half of its staff in a new round of cutbacks. The Chicago-based company cut 75 jobs in a third round of layoffs. Cameo now has about 40 employees. The company's founder says the more streamlined team will help sharpen its focus. Cameo has been expanding into new markets and now offers celebrity video chats and business-to-business advertising in addition to those celebrity shout-outs. I'm Steve Grzanich, and that's your Wintrust Business Minute.
And Steve Alexander with the Business of Food.
Thank you. And we're talking about telemarketing scams after I thank the Chevy Silverado HD for sponsoring us. Experience your life in HD. Visit ChevyDriveChicago.com. Yesterday, Illinois' Attorney General joined his colleagues from the other 49 states in a new crackdown on telemarketing calls. Operation Stop Scam Calls is what they have labeled it. The elderly are most often victims, and it can happen anywhere, including way out in corn and soybean country. Our pal Max Armstrong has a story about that.
Yeah, it was a shocker. The voicemail message said, "Mr. Armstrong, would you please give me a call? This is Agent Wormer with the FBI. I just need to talk to you about your father." And the agent had gone to visit Dad after a merchant had tipped off the FBI office that this elderly gentleman was trying to wire money to Canada. They felt he was being scammed, and indeed he was. They had worked Dad by way of telephone for quite some time. They endeared themselves to him and convinced him that if he sent a few thousand dollars, he would then be a finalist for a lottery, and they convinced him he really had a good chance of winning all that money.
Do you know how much he lost?
By our calculation, Dad lost maybe $30,000 altogether.
Oh, my. I know you've got another book coming out. Is this one of the stories you'll have in it?
Yeah, you know what? I think it's such an important story for others to hear that it is included in the book coming out this summer, More Stories from the Heartland. Maybe there's an elderly neighbor you have. And rural mail carriers tell me, oh, yeah, we could tell this man or woman was being scammed. I try to raise the awareness to try to be alert to help elderly folks who, well, I guess as you get a little bit older, and I'm telling my offspring to watch me, that, you know, you can become a little more susceptible to this.
Thanks, Max. Meanwhile, one of the most important things you can do to avoid being scammed?
Don't answer calls from unfamiliar numbers.
That's Extension Educator Barbara Stockbrand.
Scammers are masters of persuasion, and they refuse to take no for an answer.
Be careful out there. From the farm to your belly, today's National Hot Dog Day and National Daiquiri Day. I'm Steve Alexander. That's the Business of Food on 720 WGN.
It's Wendy in for John. He returns tomorrow. I'm happy to have Terry Savage on for the full Wintrust Business Lunch. And 312-981-7200 is the number to call. Very quick text. What is that website again for finding a financial advisor? Let me take this one, Terry. It's WealthRamp. WealthRamp.com. Correct?
Yep. And there's a link on Terry Savage, the top right. It doesn't matter if you go through me or not. WealthRamp, all one word, WealthRamp, RAMP.com.
And Kurt has called us, 312-981-7200. We are taking your questions. Kurt, Terry Savage.
Hello, Wendy and Terry. My wife's aunt passed away in January. My wife is the trustee for her estate. There's a sizable amount of stocks and two IRAs as part of that estate. So as she moves to execute the will according to her aunt's wishes, will she be liquidating those stocks and IRAs to distribute them? Is there another way? Is there,
well, okay.
I'm thinking that's what will have to happen.
Okay. She needs some advice, and the estate planning attorney who created that will should be there. It was a will, not a revocable living trust. A will.
No, she has a will and a trust. A pourable, is that what they call it? Pour-over will?
A pour-over will, but a revocable living trust. Okay, fine.
Yes.
She should get some specific advice from the attorney, but let me say this. The IRAs have named beneficiaries on them. please say she named beneficiaries. She did such a good job of planning. So the beneficiaries will deal directly with Fidelity or Vanguard, present the credentials, and the accounts will be considered inherited IRAs. And the custodian, whether it's Fidelity, Vanguard, or brokerage firm, will give them the news about when they have to withdraw money from that IRA. So that's handled separately. If the stocks were in a brokerage account, the simplest thing to do is deal with the brokerage firm, present her credentials as a successor trustee, and liquidate the stocks. These are not in the IRA, because no matter what their original cost basis was, if she bought Microsoft 22 years ago or something like that, the value, the new cost basis for tax purposes is the value on the date of death. So the easiest thing to do, even though someone says, well, I want grandma's or my aunt's IBM stock from way back when or whatever, the easiest, most professional way to do it is to liquidate the account and distribute the funds, and she'll have to work with the brokerage firm giving her credentials from the trust so that they...
Okay, then the taxes that are
There won't be any
generated
taxes.
Will be...
There shouldn't be any taxes. The state will have to file a return, so that's why she needs a lawyer, and she'll need an accountant so that the estate can file a return. But the people who inherit won't. That's an inheritance. They won't be taxed, and the estate itself won't have to pay taxes unless it's over $12 million, and there might be some small amount of taxes from income from the estate. But for that, you need an accountant, and you need the estate planning attorney who set up the trust.
Good luck to you, Kurt, and sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And let's take Grace. I think we have time for one more. Grace has called. Grace, this is Terry Savage on the line with us.
Hello, Terry. I'd like to ask you what I should do with the proceeds from the sale of a home that I just sold. I'm 89 years old, and I'm looking for assisted living. If you can give me some suggestions, I would appreciate it.
Okay, Grace. Actually, I'm going to ask you to send me an email to terry@terrysavage.com, because you have some interesting decisions to make. I don't know who you have helping you. And the question is, where are you going to go for assisted living, and how are you going to pay for that? At this stage, you probably do not want to buy into one of those communities, but a lot depends on your health outlook. In the meantime, leave the money in the bank, Grace. We can figure out where to put it safely, depending on the amount that you have and your things like that you've set up, like your will or living trust. So for the moment, leave the money in the bank. Send me an email. Just put in the subject line, I'm Grace from WGN. And let me try and point you in the right direction to get someone to help you.
Okay, what would you think of investing in an annuity?
I would think that was not a good idea at all. Please, Grace, promise me you'll leave the money in the bank. Do you have email? Do you know how to do email?
Yes, we'll do it.
Okay, send me an email to terry@terrysavage.com and leave the money in the bank. And then I can ask you a bunch of questions like, okay, who do you trust, your daughter, your son? Do you have a will? How much money do you have? I'll ask you all those things. If you need real ongoing professional help, I'll connect you with a financial advisor you could trust. I don't do that for everybody, but when you're 89, I don't want to waste time. And I just don't want you to get involved with someone who wants to sell you an annuity. That is the worst
thank
idea
you so much.
I've ever
I appreciate
heard.
Your advice.
Okay.
Thank you, Grace.
I'll wait to hear from you.
That is true. I mean,
this is what keeps me up at night. Okay.
I understand. I totally do. You can find her at terrysavage.com. I don't think we have time for another question, but it was a pleasure hanging out with you. I am going to definitely go to wealthramp.com, and people can find a fee-only fiduciary advisor. I'm getting the hang of this, you know.
Wendy, you've told me that because you've sat in for a bunch of people three or four times now. I'm not going to be on the air with you anymore if you don't at least go and set up one appointment. Pam matches you. It's not like it's just all computerized. She'll talk to you, really, and say, you know, the question is, what really needs doing? Is it investments or is it the whole big picture? I know I sound like I'm doing a commercial for her, but see, I really worry about people falling into the hands. Who sells an 89-year-old woman an annuity? Where did she get that idea? Someone's trying to sell her something.
You're
oh,
right.
No, don't let that happen. That's why I want you to go to WealthRamp.
All right.
So I'm not coming on the air with you until you've at least made one phone call appointment with one advisor through WealthRamp.
I will do it. I promise, because I like talking to you too much.
Okay. I love talking with you, Wendy.
All right. She's Terry Savage. You can find her at terrysavage.com.